Mr. Scomel, these tags, I have read that they are in place and that they will pop off and rise to the surface in January and transmit information to you in your laboratory?
Yeah, that's how the technology works. They archive data, and those data are temperature, depth, and light level information, and stores those data in its little computer chip. And then at a time programmed by us, which in this case is January and February and now May, those tags will come off the shark, float to the surface, and transmit those data to a satellite, which then relays them to me, and I can retrospectively recreate the movements of the shark in the three-dimensional space of the ocean environment, after telling me what it did after it after we tagged it.
You know, back when you were in college studying biology for the first time, I bet if somebody would have told you that you would have something like this to use, you would have said, no, no way.
Yeah, when I was an undergrad, we didn't even have personal computers. So now I'm putting computers on white sharks. It's the most amazing thing. And I'll tell you, if anyone told me I'd be doing this, not only putting computers on sharks, but looking at them, studying them, and playing with them like we have, I would have said, nah, forget it.